people need some level of transformation before they can make a conscious decision to invest at a higher level in their transformation. So the transformation doesn't begin when they pay you. The transformation had to start before they paid you in order for them to pay you.
Welcome to Passionate and Prosperous, the only podcast about creating success in your life and business by using your voice, gifts, and skills to do the work that lights you up, make money, and have massive impact in the world. This show teaches coaches, creatives, and service-oriented human beings how to trust in yourself and leverage your unique message, experience, and expertise to attract your ideal audience, create clients, and organically build your soul-aligned business. I'm your host, mindset and business strategy coach, Stacey Brass Russell, and I can't wait to help you to set yourself up for success and use your passion to create the prosperous life and business that you truly desire.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Passionate and Prosperous. So today I'm going to be talking to you about selling transformation. Now that might sound a little icky to you, selling transformation, but what I'm here to tell you is that if you are a coach or you are an expert who wants to spend your life, if you're not already, helping other people to achieve their dreams, their outcomes, their best health, their best lives, to be able to be better at what they do, to improve their skills, to like access what's within them, to feel more fulfilled, right? To break patterns, to live more positively, optimistically, and with possibility. If you're any of those things, and you want to get paid for helping other people to do that, then what I just think is really important for you to just own up to is that you're selling transformation. And selling transformation is not an easy thing to do on both on the receiving end and the selling end. And that's what we're going to be talking about. We're going to be talking about the challenge for you to sell transformation and the challenge for your prospective client, your client, to pay for transformation, and how it's so important for you not only to think about your business if you're in a transformational business from only your side of like, oh, I don't know how to have a business and I'm not good at selling and all that, but also remembering what you're trying to sell and who you're trying to sell it to. And so we're going to get to that in a moment. It's going to be, I think, really eye-opening and juicy. But what I first want to talk to you about is the fact that if you're listening to this episode anytime leading up to March 18th, 2024, or even during that week, we will be in the Know Your Niche training. Now, you might have signed up for Nail Your Niche Project. You might have attended that, which was my recent interview series. I also did an episode kind of unpacking that event, which was the last episode that I released. And that was an interview series where I talked to a bunch of other experts in the online business world that also support coaches and creatives and brought in messaging experts and offer experts and storytelling experts together to really just like give you a really, really juicy, deep week of understanding what is really needed for you to have the right messaging and offers in your business, and that it all really stems from knowing your niche. Now, what we didn't really do in that Nail Your Niche Project was really like do the work for you to really know your niche. And so this is the follow-up training. I mean, not follow-up, meaning you had to have come to or listened to the Nail Your Niche Project. But for those of you who did listen to that, this is your next step. And even if you didn't listen to that, this should be something that you want to do in your business, because in my experience, having been in business for 6 years now, this is an ongoing exploration. We can never do too much work on our messaging, our offers, and understanding more deeply ourselves, the work we do and the people we work with and what they want and their desires and the outcomes they want and how we can really be the best person to get those for them, because we are constantly evolving and so is our audience. And we are constantly getting more clarity. We're constantly getting better at what we do. The world is constantly changing. The industry is constantly changing. The demands and needs of what your content and messaging and offers are looking like is constantly changing. And so the Know Your Niche training that I'm about to offer is something that, like, I recommend that every single one of us do, like, annually. And since this is a training that I only offer live and free, usually once a year, and then the rest of the year, it's a paid thing that you can buy from me. It's a course. I highly recommend coming live. The other reason is that, like, I never do anything live exactly the same way twice because of what I just said. So, you know, I'm the person who's constantly tweaking and evolving my content, even though, like, other business owners at my level would be like, you're nuts. You should just be rinsing and repeating. But because I'm Stacey Brass Russell and I'm way too much of a high achiever and it's just how I roll. I'm just constantly like, but I need to make it better and more relevant. So anytime you come to a training with me, that's what you're going to be getting. So even this Know Your Niche training, I've already, like, updated the content for each of the days. So even if you've done this one with me before, you should do it again. So that's coming up March 18th to 22nd. And it's how I can help you to make sure that you're creating the offers that your ideal clients want. Okay, not just what you want to offer people, but what people feel that they need and will say yes to. And then secondly, how to then really know how to speak to your ideal client, because client attraction is 1,000 trillion bazillion based on you putting yourself out there and how you talk about what you do and what messaging and content you're creating to attract clients. And you can't possibly do that at a high level and really well if you don't really, really understand not only who your ideal client is, but what you do, what makes you different from everyone else that does the same thing as you, what you bring to the table, how you do it, what your signature process is. And then, of course, not only who you think you work with, but really being willing to look at, well, who's going to be attracted to you? Because we don't all attract everyone that just happens to have the problem that we solve. People pick who they're going to work with and why they're going to work with them for so many reasons. And that is a deep, like, psychological, complex sort of profile. And that's what you want to try and know more about your ideal client, rather than you just declaring that you work with a certain, you know, whether it's men, women, or both, or all, or anyone who identifies as anything. And then on top of that, like, a demographic, like an age, and then, you know, maybe a phase of life, like an empty nester or a new mom or whatever. That is not enough, you guys. It is so not enough. Because at the end of the day, what you really want is for people to pay you for your services. Like, otherwise you don't have a business, right? There is no such thing as business unless you're making money. And so at the end of the day, the only way you can make money is if you have people to pay you. And having people pay you for transformation is a deeply complex thing because of what we're going to talk about today. But the first step is you knowing what your niche is and knowing it, like, seriously knowing it. And you have to know it way more than someone who's out there, like, selling couches or products, because what you're selling is intangible and invisible. And you're selling it to someone who's another human being who has the same complexity of emotion and thought and beliefs and fears as you do. And so do you need to, like, approach selling transformation from a deeply transformational place yourself? You sure do. So the way I can help you to do that is, first of all, by you coming to the Know Your Niche training, March 18th to 22nd. It's free. And also, there are replays. So I don't know how you wouldn't sign up for it. And if you want to or you haven't yet, you're going to go to my website, www.stacybrassrussell.com, and it's going to pop up and it's going to be on the events page and whatever. And then if you're already on my email list, then you absolutely have received emails about this already. Just find one of those emails and register. All right. So this is easy for you to do. And it's really essential for you if you have a transformational business. And I believe that that's who's listening. Right? Who else is listening to Stacey Brass Russell on Passion and Prosperous if you're not a coach or some sort of an expert in wellness, transformation, energy work, whatever you want to call the work you do? Even if you're a creative and you help people to sing better or to act better or to speak better or to be on stage better or to feel more confident or to use their instrument better, to be more embodied, if you're a somatic practitioner, we are all in the field of transformation, meaning we all do something that helps someone else, another human being, to get what they want, to be better at what they want. And we're basically telling that person, I can help you. So what I want to talk about for you today is that when you are in the field of selling transformation, you have to understand that you can't sell the same way someone else sells who's just selling information or who's just selling an object or a product, okay? Like literally something to buy. I always use couch as an example. I don't know why, but you could put anything in there. TV, a new Le Creuset pot, my favorite cookware, a book, anything that's just a product is already a completely different sales approach than transformation, right? And then even if what you're selling is information, and information is like a course, right? It's something that someone can do on their own. Guess what, folks? That ain't transformation. If you're a coach and you think that selling someone something that for them to do by themselves is selling them transformation, I'm here to tell you it's not. The only way that a transformational expert, an expert that is someone who helps someone else make a change or a shift or experience a transformation or unblock something or expand their limit, to become more rooted in possibility, to experience more happiness, fulfillment, or joy, to change their health, which means to change their habits and their mindset and to do what they didn't believe they could do before or that they can't do by themselves. The only way for you to actually be able to do that work is to deliver it to that person with them in the room, whether it's one-on-one or and delivering that in a group experience is a whole other situation. But what I need for you to know is that, like, when you're just teaching something, or you want someone to buy something that teaches them something, you're selling information. And usually when you sell information, you're selling it at a much lower cost than you would be selling the transformation that can really only be gotten when someone adds in the expert that knows how to help a human being to transform. That knows how to help someone take that information. And first of all, most of the time when people just buy done for you or do it yourself information, there's way more information than that person themselves actually needs. So they're not just getting the relevant information for them. They're getting like a much broader spectrum of information that's covering more bases than they need. And so usually they don't even know how to distill from the product which information is right for them. And then they end up getting overwhelmed or they end up not using it at all and not implementing it, especially because in order for our clients to actually make changes and transformations, to evolve, to do all that hard stuff, they need our support because we're the experts in transformation. Your clients are not experts in transformation. They're just human beings and they're great. Human beings are awesome. But if they're not trained in transformation, then what makes you think that you can hand them off some info and have them use it to transform? Most people cannot do that and will not do that and will not experience that. So when you're in the field of selling transformation, when that's what you want to do, when you want people to pay you to be their coach or to be the expert that they come to work with in order to get a specific outcome that they're looking for, whether that's to solve a problem or to get better at something or to like go to their next level, to be able to implement and execute on something that they probably can't do themselves since they don't have any experience of doing it yet. Their brain and body are not wired for it yet. And so they're going to experience all kinds of like blocks, obstacles, and challenges to doing it because that's human. That's how humans are wired. And that's why they need support and help to do it. So you give someone the information on to do on their own, and they're not actually probably going to be able to turn it into transformation for one really main reason, which is that they're human and humans are not wired for transformation on their own because humans are wired to resist change. Humans don't like the unknown. Human brains don't like change. Human brains really like to be comfortable. And you might not even fully realize this, but what is comfortable to a human brain is just making sure that like that you understand the status quo and that there's nothing unpredictable coming your way. So even if your current status quo is kind of shitty, your brain, your subconscious brain is going, yeah, but you know what? Shitty's okay because at least I know what to expect. And you're alive. And my number one job, if I'm your brain, is to keep you alive. So if you're alive and we're not worried about any unknown, you know, unknown factors, or we're not stepping into like a risky, scary, dark room where we don't know who's going to jump out and what's going to happen, our brains are like, you know what? We're good. We're good. We know the lay of the land. So knowing that that's how human brains operate, it's very curious to me and interesting to me why so many of you are not considering all of that when you are selling your services to a prospective client. Why you're not realizing that you're not, it's not only about you having a great offer or knowing that you're, that the person you're talking to really needs you and what you're offering to, you know, to help them. But it's also that you need to know that that other person's brain, and of course this is, there's a range of this, like it varies, right? Someone who's done tons of work on themselves and is a transformational expert, right, is probably going to be an easier someone who says yes to making investments in themselves and getting what they know they need in order to transform or go to their next level, it's going to be easier for that person, right? Like I am a fast action taker, or at least I take action as soon as I realize that like I would like help to implement or go to the next level, my next level. As soon as I realize that like there's something that another human being who's an expert and further along than me could help me to do, could help me to take action on, help me to get clarity on, help me to overcome whatever my resistance is to doing the thing that's going to actually take me to the next level, I pay them. Because I already know that that is going to collapse time for me. That's going to make things go much better, much faster. And I'd rather do that than sit for God knows how long with all my human brain shit that could come up. The good thing about being an expert in transformation, right, and being in this world for 25 years, right? I'm 55. I started practicing and teaching yoga when I was 30, right? So I've been in the world of like doing the work that where you work with your mind, your thoughts, patterns, your body, somatic work, breath work, meditation, philosophy, spirituality, every single tool under the sun that addresses how to optimize your human being experience, how to overcome shit, how to have resistance, how to heal, how to think, how to recognize the difference between truth and untruth, how to like go deeper beyond the thoughts to like the true self. My God, I mean, 2.5 decades, right, of this work, and yet I'm still a human being. None of that work actually turns you into some sort of a magical, you know, being that's no longer human. And if you're human, you can never take away the humanness, but you can learn how to like accelerate getting over some of the shit that comes along with being human. You can learn how to, like I said, collapse time, make things happen faster. You can learn how to self coach and self change your patterns. But someone who didn't devote themselves, not just as a practitioner, but also as like someone who became certified, who's a teacher of this, who comes from a lineage of other mentors and teachers, right? Like someone who didn't devote themselves at that level does not have the same ability to make decisions, for example, quickly, to spend a lot of money to help themselves, because there's a lot of stuff that goes into making a decision to invest in oneself, and not only invest the money, but invest the time and the energy too. So I want you to think about the fact that like you might have gotten to a place, and here's what I can tell you. I already know that a lot of the people listening have not gotten to that place, because I would say that like on a daily basis, I exchange some sort of communication or messages with starting out coaches who are struggling with their marketing, with their messaging, with client attraction, and yet they're not investing in getting what they need, the help they need. They want it for free. And listen, I offer all my free trainings because I want you to have access to free stuff. But the important thing to realize is that like the free stuff, it can only take you so far. And I point that out in the free stuff because my free stuff is super, super valuable. But what I also can tell you is that collecting a bunch of free stuff from lots of different coaches, mentors, and experts isn't going to actually get you anywhere. Collecting or doing free stuff with one person as a way of testing out, you know, if their style, if their thoughts, if their philosophy, if their method, if their strategy, if their knowledge, if their experience, if their personality, if their values, like if all of that aligns with you, and then you use that free stuff, including like listening to this show, right? Like listening to a podcast, that you use all of that knowing that if you really need to get to like another level or whatever, that all of that should just be a stepping stone to deciding who you're going to invest in working with. Because I literally don't know one human being who can achieve all the things they want to achieve by just listening to free stuff, like going to a free class and a free podcast. Now, I think free classes and free podcasts are super, 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 super valuable. I wouldn't put this show out if I didn't think that, because I don't get paid for this. You know, you don't hear any ads on here. Sometimes I look at reviews of other podcasts and people are complaining about all the ads. Now, those are people who are monetizing their podcast, and that's why there are ads on there. They're making money for that. I only spend money to make my podcast. I trust, at least for now, who knows if it'll change, but at least for now, I just operate under the my own thought belief system that if someone's listening to this show and receiving unbelievable value, that at some point they will work with me. They will, you know, if they're building up a desire to like have me be their coach, to have me help them transform, help me help them be a better transformational expert for others, help me help them create the right offers and the right messaging, and to really utilize my expertise, then I just trust that like when the time is right, you're going to move into something with me. You'll come to my free shit. And then eventually, if you really, really, really are looking for the right person to help you, meaning if you know the value of investing in yourself and your business, then if I'm the right person, you'll work with me. So I do a lot of free stuff, but I also know that like, that if I, you're right, and I just have to base it on me, that if I, a super confident, super high achieving, highly productive, highly self-motivated person who creates an unbelievably prolific amount of content and offers and who shows up unapologetically, constantly, who's visible, da da da. If someone like me, it says, I would never not be investing in a paid coach, mentor, and program, then I can't imagine that there's really many people at all who don't need that, no matter how talented, great, and successful we are. So, okay, all of that being said, I offer tons of free stuff. And so I believe that that is an amazing business model. And it's what I actually teach in the Passion and Prosperous Academy as the strategy. I teach you how to create content and messaging for your ideal client that's free. And then I teach you how to turn that into the transformation that your ideal clients really want and need, and how to show them the transformation, and then how to even help them in the conversation that you have with them to help them invest in their transformation. So the whole concept of selling transformation is so deep and it's rich, because it's not just you selling a program or a course on a discovery call. It starts all the way back with your content and with your knowing the variety of levels of what you're addressing when you're addressing your ideal clients and hoping to attract them onto your yellow brick road, onto your email list, where you can continue to then nurture them and serve them and provide them with what they need. And so, when you look around and you see other service providers, other people that are in, we'll call it maybe related or similar industries, okay? Like industries where they're selling, you know, something like a course on how to use social media, right? Something that does not have to do with transformation, okay? How to use social media, or how to make money, right? Like there's a lot of people out there. I literally just got a message from someone today saying, would it interest you if I could show you that I help coaches, you know, make $20,000 months in 6 months or less? And I literally wrote him back and I was like, well, first of all, you should do your homework and look at, you know, who you're talking to. Because if you're pitching to a business coach and the business coach can't, you know, isn't already figuring out how to meet their revenue goals and they're not already invested in support, then, you know, like they shouldn't be a business coach. And second of all, it's a big turnoff for me when people try to make revenue promises. I literally told him that. He was like, thanks for your feedback. I'm like, you're welcome. Right. So, but that's usually the reason that people make revenue promises is because it's easier to sell. It's easy to sell. Let me tell you what to write on social media. It's easy to sell a template. Buy this template. It's easy to sell, you know, like a low ticket book that someone may think they need or want, right? Because they are looking for the cheap, easy way out, because that's how human brains work, right? It's easy to sell that stuff. But it's much harder, okay, to really have people understand what it might take for them to truly do the transformational work and experience change. Because it's not just going to be work for them to like change their patterns, change their habits, change their behaviors, change their thoughts. But it's also going to be work to change their default setting of their human brain, which already is set to like, I don't want to change. So when you're selling transformation, you should always be approaching your audience and an ideal client from the place of assuming, unless you coach other transformational experts, and I do coach other transformational experts, and here's what I'm going to tell you, a lot of the transformational experts that come into my audience, they're not there yet. They're not they have not mastered transformation or their brains well enough to have moved beyond their resistance to getting the help they need in order to experience the transformation that they want to experience. Okay? I see it all the time. So it's really advanced transformational experts that invest in themselves and their businesses, right, at all times. And it's beginner transformational experts that may find that they receive a lot of objections in their brain to investing, right? I'm not making money yet. I don't have money. That's expensive. I don't need that. I don't want that. I can get it for free. I can ask in this Facebook group. I can, you know, attend every free training and course out there in the world with every expert. I can buy tons of low investment things that last a few weeks and then I'll just implement them myself. Like that is a beginner's transformational brain. I'm just going to come right out and say it. And a more advanced transformational brain is going to go, I'm not going to expect to get big results or really accelerate my growth in my business and my life and in my personal transformation with all of these like free and low ticket do-it-yourself things. I'm just going to go for it and I'm going to invest in myself. And the reason I'm going to do that is not only because I know I'll get my results much better, but it's because I believe so much in that, that then my clients will in some way that like through some osmosis, they'll be picking up on that too. Because when they come to my free stuff and they connect with me and they experience me, that is just going to be, that's what we call like walking the walk that we talk, right? So if I'm asking someone else to invest, a couple of $1,000 to work on their transformation, right? And whatever transformation, to get an outcome, to be more successful, to take themselves to the next level, whether it's health, personal life, relationships, business, confidence in the work that you do, thought leadership, anything, okay, that if I want someone else to invest in high levels to get that, I need to be investing in the same or more levels in order for someone else to believe me that they should do it. Okay? So that's what I mean by like a beginner transformational expert and a more seasoned one is the seasoned person is investing and they're not only investing after they make money. And I'm not interested in people going into like debt or, you know, meaning like I'm not interested in people like not paying their mortgage or their bills in order to like work with a coach. Obviously, that's not what I'm talking about, but I am talking about like a mindset thing. Like because here's the other thing I know. When people tell us they can't afford something, most of the time it means they don't want to do it or they don't want to spend or, you know, it doesn't literally mean that they have no dollars in their bank account most of the time. Sometimes it does mean that. And I'm very sensitive to that. And I would never want anyone to join the academy or work with me if that was their situation. So I just like to make that disclaimer. But anyway, back to selling transformation. So the reason why the business model, the strategy that I teach and do myself, the reason why it's the strategy is because it's what I believe is the absolute best way to sell transformation. Since you're not selling a product or an object, and you're selling something that's much more complex, I believe that the way to do that is to already assume that your audience and your clients are going to need something to help them to make the decision to invest in their own transformation. Does it mean that like sometimes someone comes to you, you know, like, and they just woke up one day and they were like, I'm ready for change and transformation and I don't need to know anything else. I'm going to go do it and invest in it. Yeah, occasionally someone wakes up with that. But very often what they do first is they go for the thing that we were talking about. They go for the free, right? Or they go for the low cost or they go for the do-it-yourself. And they might try a bazillion things like that before they actually come to the conclusion that they really won't be able to do it on their own. And then they go to paying, like at a higher level. So even when it seems like someone woke up out of the blue and was like, I'm ready for change and I'm going to go spend a couple of $1,000 to work with a coach on it. Very rarely is that what happened. Usually it's that they've been going for like, you know, months or years trying to solve it without doing that. And now they're sort of like at their wit's end or whatever was the transformation for them. They went through what they needed to go through in order to come to that conclusion. Okay. But then let's say someone hasn't been doing that yet. They haven't been doing all the free things and books and listening to a podcast or trying to just Google what they need in order to achieve this happiness, fulfillment, transformation, better health, great success, a great business, client attraction, perfect messaging, offers that sell, you know, all of that. Okay, like let's say they haven't been doing all of that, okay, but they wake up and they realize I want change. They're going to be looking for stuff like that, right? And so what I teach in the academy and in, you know, and it's my business strategy is that we do put out a tremendous amount of free value and content because we are operating from the place of understanding that most people don't invest at a high level in their transformation right off the bat. And they need some transformation to happen in their human brains to help them to get to the point where they can invest in themselves. So I really hope that that's making sense to you, that what I'm explaining to you is that people need some level of transformation before they can make a conscious decision to invest at a higher level in their transformation. So the transformation doesn't begin when they pay you. The transformation had to start before they paid you in order for them to pay you. They had to get over human objections and resistance to investing time, energy, and money in themselves and in their outcomes, okay, which I explained earlier about comfort zones and human beings don't like risk. They don't like the unknown. They don't like change. They don't like it. And you might be listening to this and going, I like it, but you are in the minority and you also are already someone who like believes in transformation. And I think that this is really, really challenging for passionate leaders of transformational work. Because when you're really passionate about change and transformation and human potential and believing that everybody deserves wealth and abundance and being able to live their best lives, when you're already in that place and you're implementing it for yourself, you're like, I'm living my best life. I may not be completely finished yet, but I feel like that is what I do every day. I'm living to make sure that I'm building my best life. Okay. When that's you, you're really passionate about that. And it's very, very difficult to remember back to a time when you weren't like that yet. And what your brain was doing at that time before you became a passionate expert of transformation. And when you were still working with a human brain that was all on its default settings, that was constantly in a state of contraction, and that was focusing on problems, and that was like more interested in staying the same and comfortable than taking the chances and the risks to change. That was more interested in keeping things quiet and not disrupting things and not bothering everyone around you, like your family, not changing the dynamics in a relationship, not quitting a job, not pursuing dreams, not disrupting, not making other people feel less successful, not playing big so that no one else had to feel like they were like playing small. Think about what it really is like for most people to be a human being. And you might have even identified with some of the things I just said. You might have been like, oh, but I still feel that way. Yeah, and that's because transformation and becoming like an evolved human being that's like living in their higher self, in order to do that 24/7 and never have your settings of your brain go back to the default settings, you would have to like literally become what in Sanskrit is called a sannyasin, right? It's basically someone who gives up all worldly associations and possessions and attachments so that you're not distracted by all the things I just said. So unless you're like going off to like live an enlightened life in the Himalayas, right? Or on an ashram or in a cave at the top of a mountain, you know, or in the forest. unless you're doing that, unless you're removing yourself from society, going off the grid, whatever you want to call those things. Okay. And doing it alone, meaning like you're not going to have kids and family and all these responsibilities and other people to think about their feelings and what they need and whether or not what you're doing is going to, you know, impact them or disrupt them. Unless you're going to give all that up, you're living a human existence. And that shit is always going to be there. It's just that for you as a transformational expert, you know how to manage those things better than someone who hasn't invested whatever you've invested. A minute, 10 minutes, hopefully it's more than that if you're trying to get people to pay you. But, you know, getting a certification, practicing these things yourself, doing the deep work, having a mentor, coach, a teacher, the person who is helping you to become an expert in your own transformation, change, happiness, fulfillment, you know, taking action so that you can turn around and be that for someone else. Like, it's really important for you to remember that if you've invested any amount of time, energy, and money in that, you're already infinitely further along than someone who hasn't. And usually the people who are clients are people who haven't. So what you're trying to do is sell a really, really big thing, self-transformation and change, to someone who owns a human brain that is wired to not like transformation and change. Even if they desire it, even if there's like a part of them that's like, oh my God, I hate my experience. It's so miserable. I wish I could have something different. There's a really good chance that like on a deeper level, there's a part of them that's going, yeah, but no, you can't have that. So what I teach in the Passion and Prosperous Academy and in my business model and what I do to this day, like when I see all of these people that are coaches and they're trying to tell other coaches that they shouldn't be putting out free content, that they don't need to serve their audience, that they don't need to live launch, that they don't need to have discovery calls and all that. Guess who those people are serving? They're serving other high-level transformational experts or people who have already done this work. Because those people don't need the same thing that a normal person who needs help, those are not the same thing as people who are selling to the, you know, we call it preaching to the choir. So, you know, like if you're not preaching to the choir, you have different work to do. And the work for our people that are really human beings that would really like to experience something better, but they're faced with like a brain that isn't changeable easily, that doesn't like habit change, that doesn't like to do new things, that doesn't easily like just take information in, apply it, and presto, I'm different. Oh, that was great information. Oh, you told me to like read labels and how many grams I should eat. Terrific. I'll be totally transparent with you. I am 55 and I am on hormone replacement therapy, which I love. I'm freaking loving it. And I'm also working with a dietitian. Not because I'm not a certified health coach and I don't know literally every single thing. I literally know everything about nutrition and diets and dietary theory and how to eat. And I know all of it. But guess what? I need accountability and support because I don't always do it. I don't do it perfectly. And changing habits and changing, you know, going from being someone who eats late to eating earlier or to, you know, eating breakfast earlier, even though I got in the habit of like not eating till a couple of hours after I wake up because I have this like other morning routine that doesn't really include me going and eating before I do these other things. I'm having to make changes and I have support for it. So when you think about whether, and she gave me the information. It's like, you want to eat 120 grams of protein and you want to do this many in the morning. Okay, great. I know all of that. Am I doing it every day? No. So you have to remember that, like, the people that you're serving, unless you're serving your peers that have already also done tons of, and look, I'm a peer of a transformational expert and I still hire people. But what I'm saying is it's easy for me to get sold on it, right? Like the dietitian that comes, that works in the program, I'm working with a functional practitioner and it's all connected, right? All the stuff I'm doing with the hormones and the menopause and blah, blah, blah. But what I'm saying is no one had to sell me on the value of working with someone who was going to be my coach. Because I'm already a transformational expert who believes in coaching and understands the importance of it. So what I'm trying to tell you is if your audience and who you're trying to sell your services to is not someone who already knows all that, then you have to recognize that it's not just about a discovery call. It's not just about getting people to hear about your program and get on a discovery call. For most people, there's something that has to happen for them before that. They have to experience a taste. They've got to get a win. They've got to see the difference between information and transformation. And they have to be able to, like, get in the space with you where you can talk about that, where you can share information and teach them something, but also help them to implement it and give them the special ways that only a coach or an expert in transformation, you to give them the guidance, to give them the how to use the tools, to actually, like, show them what it would be like if they really went all the way. Because that's how we start to shift a human brain from its objections and its resistances to change to even being open to the possibility that maybe this could be worth it. So that's why I teach the business model that I teach. It's not because I believe that, like, that you should just seek freebie seekers and only cater to people who want free information and stuff. It's because I'm coming at it from the understanding of human beings do not just, like, embrace change easily and do not invest in transformation because they don't even know what the fuck it is. They can't even imagine it. It's so far from their comprehension of how you could really help them to upgrade their operating system, to change their belief system, to undo shit that's not working for them, to help them to do something that up until now they've tried to do it and they haven't been able to do it on their own anyway. Or they don't even believe they deserve it. They don't even believe that it's possible. They think there's a better time for it. They think they should wait till no one else is going to be bothered by their success and transformation. Oh, I'll wait till all my kids are grown out of the house. I'll wait till I have more money. I'll wait till I, you know, don't have this thing coming up. Just think about the degree to which you know that that impacts you too, and then multiply it by 100 when it comes to, like, the people that you want to help and work with. And so that's why it's so important that when you are a transformational expert, you're not just putting out information and you're not just trying to, like, teach people something of it that's information, but you're using the opportunity to get them in a room with you, whether that's a virtual room or an in-person room, or you're doing it through your content, you're doing it through your writing, through your emails, through your social media, whatever. But in addition to giving them help that they could use right away, meaning information that they might be able to use and do in the absence of actually working with you, that you're already thinking that what you're trying to help them do is get into the possibility that transformation is possible for them and that they would like it, that you're already helping. So how do we help a brain say yes to something? How do we help a brain shift from that's not for me, I'm the exception to the rule, I can't have that, I'm not ready for it, it's not the right time, I have to wait, you know, like, it's not possible. I need to stay where I am. I have to keep making this money. I need to keep being supported by this person, even though it's a toxic relationship. I mean, this is literally why I became a coach. I did not become a business coach when I first became a coach. I became a health and life coach. And the reason I became a health and life coach was because after 17 years of being a yoga teacher and teaching transformational practices, I felt that like my students that were learning all of these deep things about themselves and their brains and their and learning breath and learning life force energy and learning how to break up patterns and learning how to shift their nervous systems and relax and go into the parasympathetic and slow down so that they could make better choices, so that they could see more clearly. What I saw was that they could only have that experience in the yoga classroom and they didn't know how to translate it into their lives. So they weren't actually taking action. They weren't actually making the changes. They were still too scared. Fear was still in the way. The fear of the unknown, the fear of making change was still blocking them. And that's why I became a coach. Because you can give people the tools and you can tell them all the shit that possible. But then the fear of doing it, acting on it, implementing it, actually taking the steps to make a big change, people need help to do that. They need support to do that. Because it requires deep levels of changing energetics and somatics and structure in the mind and body and soul to be able to do it. And that's what you are. You're an expert in that. It's what I am. And so in order to sell the transformation, you have to understand what it really takes for a human being to be willing to invest in transformation. When I say invest, I mean they're more willing to invest time and energy in like researching and looking at shit online or downloading your freebie. We want this. We want them to download your freebie. Or coming to a one-off workshop that's free. We want them there. Because they're more inclined to do that before they're willing to invest thousands of dollars. And so you have to understand the way human brains work if you want to sell transformation. And you have to learn how to start selling it before you expect someone to pay you to work with them. You have to learn how to sell it from the get-go. And you have to realize that with all your free content, your lead magnet, your workshops, your talks, your trainings, your masterclasses, your challenges, whatever it is that you're doing to nurture your audience, your content that you're putting out on social media, it can't just be informational and it can't just be teaching. You've got to learn how to infuse the transformation in there. You've got to learn how to infuse the coaching in there so that they start to actually see what you could help them with and how you could help them. And that's why you actually really have to know what your signature transformational system is, the one that you create based on your niche and your expertise, the way that you take whatever your certification or your program or whatever it was that they gave you as like some sort of like a starter kit. And you can't just sit there. You can't just use that. You have to make it your own. You have to know how to do that. And then you're talking about that in all of your content, in all of your work, in all of your coaching, in all of your workshops, your masterclasses, whatever you're putting out there, right? I think the thing that has the least amount of transformation in it is a lead magnet or a freebie. And therefore, it can't just be like this heavily info thing. It's got to just be enough to give people not the information, but you got to give them some tips on how to use the information, how to implement it, and hope that they do it just enough that they go, wow, that thing I got from Stacey Brass Russell, I did that and it really helped me. I want more from her. And then hopefully they'll come to the free workshop, training, or talk. That's their like next step after they downloaded a PDF. That's the easy thing. That's what the brain is like. You can do that. That's not that big of an investment. You can put your name and email in. We're okay with that. You're not going to like disrupt anyone if you do that. You can read that thing and see if it helps you. That's what your default brain is doing. It's going, okay, you could do that. then when you're like, oh, I'm going to go to this, I'm going to invest some time and energy. I'm going to invest an hour or 2 hours or 5 hours. I'm going to go to this free thing with this person. And your brain's a little bit like, really? Do you have time for that? Like, are you really going to, is that really like, do you think it's, you know, can you afford to do that? Like, you've got like kids, you've got, you know, you've got your job, you've got all this stuff going on. How do you have an hour or 2 hours or 5 hours or 10 hours to go to this thing? Your brain is going to do that. I don't need that. So it's a big step for your brain to go, okay, I'm going to commit to that. And then if someone does that for you, with you, then your job is to go, oh my God, I have this window here where I'm not just going to like offload info on this person. I'm going to have them experience transformation and, more importantly, transformation with me. So I'm going to hook them a little bit more, and then they're going to want more. They're going to want the next thing. And maybe that's they're ready to work with you. Or maybe they're still on your yellow brick road and they got to come to the next free thing with you, but they're like inching their way toward there. Because what I want you to remember is that they're not just inching their way toward there like by going to free stuff. Their brain is inching toward there because they're experiencing small doses of transformation, and it's like dopamine. They're liking it. They're getting it. So if you're not offering the transformation in those small doses in your content, then they're not going to have that. They're just going to keep getting information, and it's going to keep feeling like Groundhog Day. They're going to keep going, but kind of staying where they are because the information isn't really landing. It isn't doing anything for them. It's just filling them and overloading them. And so they're not actually going, wow, this really works. And so that's why it's so important for you to understand transformation, not just the transformation that you provide the client once they're working with you, but that you are approaching your entire business as a transformational expert through the lens of what is transformation and how do human beings experience it and how do they get it and how do they say yes to it? Because if you truly are a transformational expert, then you should understand and know how the human brain works. And it's really important for you to know that and for you to be like willing to operate on a really deep level like that. And then that way, your selling transformation doesn't feel salesy to you. You have to be willing to know that you're selling transformation. Otherwise, you can't make money in your business, right? So you have to sell transformation. That's how you're going to make money. There's nothing icky about it. It's a passionate mission to help other people to transform. But unless you want to do it for free, then you have to sell them on it. And therefore, you have to be willing to look at what a human brain is doing on average and understand the difference between selling transformation and selling quick fixes, products, books, couches, done for you, easy courses that people think that they're going to be able to implement on their own. If you really want to sell like serious transformational programs, your one-on-one coaching, even a group program, which we can talk about how to turn a group program from teaching into transformation, which is probably what you need me to talk about next. In order for you to get people to invest in that, you have to understand the nature of getting someone to even be willing to invest in transformation and what it might take. For most people, for your average person. And rather than like being all concerned with like how to push someone into saying yes or how to like speak to objections, what I'm here to tell you is, what if you were already speaking to their objections before they even got on a discovery call with you with your content? That's what messaging is. That's what, and I don't mean speaking to their objections like chiding them for not wanting to help themselves. I mean recognizing that on a deep fundamental level, we all have the same objections to investing in ourselves because they start from a very deep place of that the human brain doesn't want change. And so if you can understand that and then create your free content, not from a place of like information, but starting right out of the gate going, okay, my mission is to help this person to even like believe that transformation is possible for them and to just even be willing to be open to change. And the way I'm going to do that is I'm going to give them little wins and little tastes as while I'm also giving them an opportunity to like be in a room with me so they can experience what coaching is, because that's another thing that human brains are not good with, the unknown. So coaching and transformation are very, very esoteric at best to describe. So yes, can you become better and better and better at conveying and describing the work that's possible that you do with your clients? Yes, that's your signature transformational system that I help you to develop so that you have a way of talking about it. But to be honest with you, the thing that really moves people across the finish line is when they can experience what that would be like if they were working with you. And that's why what I teach you to do is what I do. Get people in a room with you. Give it to them for free. They need it. Most people need it. But if what you give them is a lecture like they were in college, that's not going to sell them on transformation, which is why your content needs to not be teaching. It needs to be a combo, because when you're just on Zoom teaching a room full of people, there is a huge teaching component, because the only time you're actually coaching anyone or working with them is when you are literally working with them one-on-one. That is the only real thing that defines coaching. Nothing else is coaching. Pre-recorded shit is not coaching. Group leading is not coaching. The only thing that's real coaching is when it's you and one other person. That's literally the definition of coaching. It's a conversation. But there's an art to putting transformation into those teaching experiences so that you can actually have someone experience a transformation while they're in the room with you. And that's what you need to be doing. And then you can even be doing that on your discovery call or in any conversation that you have with a prospective client, even if it's not a discovery call. And you need to learn how to do that so that you are, if you're in the business of transformation and selling transformation, then you have to learn how to be someone who's helping someone else's human brain to receive transformation or the possibility of it whenever they interact with you. If that's what you want, like if that person is someone that you ultimately want to really help, then you have to be thinking in those terms from every conversation, from every social media post, from every, again, I'm not saying that every one of your social media posts is going to have tons of transformation in it. It's more of like an underlying place of operation. It's like you're come from. So does that mean 100% of your shit is like transformational? No, but you got to remember that at the end of the day, that is what you need to be doing in order to end up having someone actually invest at a higher level in their own transformation. So, and you need to be doing it yourself. Period. Like, end of story. End of story. So if you recognize in yourself that you're constantly coming up with excuses and reasons not to be investing at the same level or greater than what you expect other people to be investing in to work with you, you are going to have an alignment problem in your business. Like, you just are. You are. And that's why, like, if you invest in like those short, inexpensive, you know, things that might tell you that they can give you a skill for your business, it's really important for you to ask yourself, is what I need for my business, is it really a skill, like a template for social media, or is it like a combination of a skill for business strategy combined with my own transformation in order to like execute that strategy at a level that's actually going to move the needle for me? It's really deep and complex, but it's what I know I need for me, like, which is why my business coach is a transformational, high-level transformational coach and mindset coach as well as my business coach, because I know that, like, I worked with a business coach during the pandemic who was not a high-level transformational mindset and business coach, and therefore I don't actually think she was the best coach for people who are transformational experts. Cause I don't think she understood the level of I don't think she understood the human brain the way a transformational expert needs to understand the human brain and how to sell to a human, how to sell transformation. So, okay. So that is, and what it takes to be that expert and really like be doing the work constantly for yourself so that you can get over your own stuff that's holding you back. Because when you're trying to sell your services, you're just coming up against a different set of limiting beliefs that make you human. And so you've got to always be working on those things. This is what I came in to talk to you about today. Come join Know Your Niche. And so what do I want your takeaway to be? What I want your takeaway to be, what do I want it? I hope it is one big takeaway that when you're selling transformation, there's transformation involved in even getting someone else to buy transformation. And that you should be thinking about that as part of the journey, not just what your program is and your offer is. And I think it'll help you to show up more in service and to be more, and to realize that it may take a long time for one person to decide to invest in themselves. And, you know, and that's okay. And I don't want you to get frustrated with your audience and with the people that you serve. It takes time to move people along your yellow brick road. Some will move faster and some will move slower. But if you never help them with the transformation along the yellow brick road there and you only give them information and teaching, I actually don't think they'll ever invest in the transformation. And that's when you start feeling like all I attract are freebie seekers or people like my free stuff, but they never want to work with me. And I actually believe that it's because of this, what I talked about today. Okay, so join me for Know Your Niche if you're not already registered and if you're listening to this before March 18th, 2024. If you're listening to this at some other time and space, I'm sure that I've got something coming up because I always do. So make sure you go over to StacyBrassRussell.com, see what we have coming up, or make sure you're on my email list, which you can get on it from StacyBrassRussell.com or by joining any of the things that I offer. All right, I'm sending you all the love and transformation, and I will be in your headphones next week. Bye. Thank you so much for listening to Passionate and Prosperous with me, Stacey Brass Russell. If you like what you're listening to, please make sure you're following or subscribing. And if you're on Apple, that's the little plus sign on the top right, so that you get notified when new episodes drop every Wednesday. As always, I'm sending you love and high vibes. And remember, life is hard, and there's always something you can do about it.